Black Lives Matter slams Kanye West over KKK hood, after supporting Hamas terrorists. By Warner Todd Houston on December 16, 2023. Rapper Kanye West was torched by Black Lives Matter and the National Civic League for wearing what they called a KKK hood on stage during the launch of his new album Vultures. During the performance, the Donda rapper was seen wearing an all-black pointy hood reminiscent of an exaggerated European executioner's. But BLM representatives called it a KKK hood, but black instead of white, TMZ reported. The shock and disgust that ye generated should be channeled into supporting efforts to eliminate this repugnant ideology from society, a BLM representative told TMZ. Hate groups are growing at an alarming rate in America, the organization exclaimed. Of the list of over 1,200 active hate groups in society, the KKK is the largest with hundreds of chapters nationwide, making it larger today than any other point in the group's long history. Black Lives Matter, which showed support for the Palestinian militant group Hamas after the terrorist group launched an attack on Jewish people, is pushing an absurd estimate. The Klan was at its height 100 years ago. It is estimated that by the 1920s, the KKK had more than 4 million members across the United States. Today, though, there are no more than perhaps as many as 3,000. Despite the dubious claim, BLM went on to say that its mission is to expose the prevalence of white supremacist and anti-black ideals in the U.S., and how those ideals are deeply rooted in its foundation. Recognizing this is the first step toward collective action to eradicate these harmful ideologies. The Ye rapper has used the black hood symbology before. He featured black hooded figures during his music video for Black Skinhead. His new album comes on the heels of a series of anti-Semitic comments that caused his business and fashion empire to crumble. His antics caused him to lose major corporate partners, such as Adidas, Foot Locker, and others, which cut ties with him after he proved reluctant to back down from his comments. The new album may not help him recover. West dropped Vultures, the first single from the album, in November. The tune contains lyrics that seem to prove he is unrepentant over accusations of anti-Semitism. One of the lyrics, for instance, states, "How I'm anti-Semitic. I just fucked a Jewish bitch." The lyrics to Vulture also shows that Ye is reverting back to common rap vulgarities after his more recent best-selling albums and music turned toward religious-styled gospel music. The rapper also seemed to come unhinged during his album party. At one point he was seen ranting almost incoherently about Hitler, Jesus, himself, and his daughter, according to The Sun. The report claims at one point he yelled, "Jesus Christ, Hitler, ye. Sponsor that." Then he spoke about his daughter, North, and said, "My daughter ripped up the motherfucking couches in the house to be able to be with me right now." He went on attacking other rappers. "Who you think the old man call? When we put Drake on stage, who you think the old man call?" he yelled. "You know what I'm saying. Drake, this is what you've been waiting for. Jay-Z, this is what you've been waiting for. Adidas, this is what you've been waiting for." Adidas dropped West last year during the worst of his anti-Semitic comments. It was also reported that he stormed out of his own party during the event. Eventually, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department arrived to shut the party down because they said West's promoter did not get a permit to hold the event. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.